Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
How have
you been in our Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm
going to request you move, greet your brethren.
Have a word
of prophecy which is fulfilled that you tell them. Whether of understanding, whether of healing, whether of provision, that it meets them. Whether to meet in the Almighty, tell them how they prepare themselves to meet Him. Yes. Tell them, may God meet you. Prepare yourself that He meets you. Prepare yourself to be your friend. Prepare that you work with Him. Because it is time on. Six new workers. Puts on the side those who have gotten old. Those old in wisdom. Yes.
There
is when you get old of years. Even your mind. Those who have gotten old in their minds. And they have gotten corrupted with this generation. He put them down to raise up others. Not on how many years, but he raises up others. With wisdom of the word that renewed. Yes. And it's feel light enough
to be able to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We don't want to spend more time.
12.
Time is running.
Anang. Campaign revival.
Campaign revival.
It was
but we began to prepare ourselves.
It was also a group bishop.
We first grouped the bishops. We went in the deacons. We
are
about to reach you out there. To order you very well. There is no time. We have to keep redeeming it every time.
Like
few days remaining.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we want to use that time.
Tumareyo standard strategies.
And we finish the standard strategies.
Tumareyo enteka teka za katonde zo mutindo.
We finish God's standard strategies.
Ezo tukirizo kuitwa kwanza subizensi zonna.
Of fulfilling His worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So tutayagala kumara budde bunji.
So without wasting much time.
Twagala olwalero twaga tugene maso.
We want to move on.
Ati nokubali wetu akomye.
From where we ended yesterday.
Ngatulaba division omusanvu.
As we see the seven divisions of responsibilities of the teaching
priest.
In revealing the full knowledge of God, it is the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God, it is the glory of God. And to reveal the works of His hands in the entire heavens, even the earth. Together with the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So far we have finished four divisions above.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the first division, we had to prove the presence of God the Father,
the
presence of God the Word we know as the Son Jesus, and the presence of God the Holy Spirit. We call Spirit of the Lord or the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
when we move to the second division, and we had to know where God the Father, God the Word, we know as the Son, even God the Holy Spirit or Spirit of the Lord, where they are known in the beginning, the first and the last.
Alpha
ne
Omega.
And Omega.
Okutegeza nti entandikwa
n'enkomera. Meaning the beginning and the end.
Ne tugambibwa nti okusuka eggulu lyonna.
We are told beyond the entire heavens.
above
all the heavens,
to
reaching the beginning.
Praise
Jesus much. And when we finished there,
and we moved to
the third division,
that we were
able to get explained where God the Father,
God
the Word,
we know
as the Son, even God the Holy Spirit,
where
they are known as the everlasting God. Beyond above all the heavens and beyond the beginning
to
reaching the everlasting. As we heard in the Psalms 90, starting from verse
1
to
2,
and when we finished there, we saw the first division, where we are able to understand the way God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord, the way they came out of God the Father, right from the everlasting, at the beginning, above all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we understood that God the Word, he was there with the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to John chapter 1 verse
1,
even in Romans 10 verse
8,
understood he was in his heart,
even
in his mouth speaking through it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we were able to understand many things when we understood that God out of whom all came, be able to prove first John chapter 5 and the verse 7, that there are three witnesses in heaven, the Father, the Word we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit, and the three agree in one,
to
meaning because they came from one, and that one is the Father, according to what we saw in Ephesians 4 and the verse 6, that one God, Father of all, who is above all, he passed through all and he works through all.
So
we were able to understand the way God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, how he came from God the Father, right from his heart. Praise Jesus much. And when we finished, we were able to understand the way God the Holy Spirit came from God the Father, together with God the Word we know as the Son Jesus,
he
will be called the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ, according to what we saw Romans
8
and the verse 9. There are many things we are able to understand, but we want to move on this day with the fifth division of responsibilities of the teaching priest to reveal the fullness of God.
In
revealing the full knowledge of God, it is the fullness of God,
to reveal
the presence of God, that is the glory of God, and to reveal the works of his hands, the entire heavens and the earth which are, together with the new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. So we want to see this fifth division, and we see responsibility of God the Father, together with that of God the Word,
one
we know as the Son Jesus, and responsibility of God the Holy Spirit, what we know as Spirit of the Lord,
in
creation of the entire heavens and the earth, together with their fullness. Yes. Praise Jesus
much.
So this fifth division, we want to note the responsibility of God the Father, Responsibility of God in the Word. We know as the Son Jesus. Together with responsibilities of God the Holy Spirit. We know as Spirit of the Lord. In creating entire heavens, even the earth. With their fullness. When we say the entire earth, we speak of the planets. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where is their responsibility?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when we read in the Holy Scriptures, they tell us direct God who created heaven and earth does not live in temples built by human hands. But it can be which God.
And
if the three were there as we've come seeing, what were the responsibilities? Yes. Have you understood me well?
Well,
if you read Acts chapter 17, verse 23 and 24, he speaks as he says this. Acts chapter 17, verse 23.
Kubanga wembadde mpita n'entunuulira bye musinza era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa.
For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Verse
24.
God that made the world and the things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Yes. As he was passing, he saw altars of demons, those who called themselves gods, yet also found that of the unknown God. Yet he told them, that you ignorantly worship is what I've come to proclaim to you. God who created heaven and earth does not live in temples built with human hands. But the question is, which God created heaven and earth? And if we have proved
the
presence of God the Father,
the
presence of God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord. In creation, their responsibility, how is it? And then we shall know works of their hands. Yes. Because we move to know their presence, and we move to know their fullness, it is the full knowledge of God. And the same way we have to know the works of their hands. You know that statement is very good. When we introduce the head, and it says the seven divisions of responsibilities of teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. That is the fullness of God. Revealing the presence of God. That is the glory of God. And to reveal the works of their hands. The works of the hands of God in the entire heavens and the earth. Together in entire new heavens and the new earth. Now this fifth division, it says, we want to know responsibility of God the Father. God, the Word we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Even God the Holy Spirit. What we call Spirit of the Lord. In creation of heaven and earth. Even their fullness. Responsibility. Because we have
asked.
Many times when it speaks it all together. That God who created heaven and earth.
That
not live in temples built with human hands. Yet we hear all they are gods. God meaning creator.
Yes.
That all they are gods.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
Katonda kigambo gotuyita omwana.
God the word we call the Son.
Katonda omwoyo omutukufu.
God the Holy Spirit.
Gotuyita omwoyo omwamukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Bulwateke kigambo katonda.
Anytime they attach on the word God.
Kitegeza batonzi.
It means they are creators. Yes.
Katonda sirinya.
God is not a name.
Mirimu mulimu gwabwe.
It's their work. Yes. Have you understood well? You thought God was a name? No.
Katonda
kitegeeza. God it means
omutonzi.
The creator.
Era bwe tujja eri nga tujja twogera nti Katonda.
And when we come speak God.
Eriba linnya lye.
It is not his name.
Erinnya lye twalitegeera ye Yesu.
His name we understood it's Jesus.
Oba Yeshua.
Oh Yeshua. In the Hebrew. Always that you read God. You speak of the Creator. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. And it is not his name.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So in
that word, Acts chapter 17, verse 24, it says, God who created heaven does not live in temples built with human hands. And it means, if there is God the Father,
one
of those who created heaven and earth, if there is God, the word we call the Son, Jesus Christ, it means he created. Yes. If there is God, the Holy Spirit, it means he created. But their responsibilities, each in this work, how is it? That is what confused nations. Yes.
It
confuses nations and men of them.
Have
failed to believe presence of God with the Father. Presence of God with the Word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. And presence of God with the Holy Spirit. We know as Spirit of the Lord. And they said all of them cannot be God. God has to be one God. Now are all them creators, one must have created. They never knew responsibility of each one in creation. And why they are called gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that confused them. Now in the midst as we see God the Father, we call the Creator Father. Yes. God the Creator Father is the Creator Father. Yes. God is the Word. Or the Son. That we call the Creator. The Word, the Son. Yes.
Katonda omwoyo.
God the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. We call the Creator. God the Holy Spirit. Is one who was sent and they were created. Now these trouble there. Those three, when they come out, all the rest we chase them away.
For
they do not show us their responsibilities in creation of heaven and earth. Right there we have entered in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10-11. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
Naye Mukama ye Katonda yennyini ow'amazima. Oyo ye Katonda omulamu era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ensi ekankana olw'obusungu bwe. So n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble. And the nation shall not be able to endure his indignation. Verse
11.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish, from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. We have God who created heavens and earth, where there is God the Father, God the one we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord. Now all the rest, they have not responsibility to create heaven and earth, neither their fullness. It means they should not be there. They have no responsibility.
It's
not where we start to call them God. Because
why
called God, he created heaven and earth, even their fullness, the works of his hand. The rest are not meant to be called gods. Yes. That you are God. Not like this mad person that God
Bishaka
in Uganda, East Africa. Yes. Now what did you create? You two worship demons. That now God.
Ask
the word God means what? Creator of heaven and earth. That you call God creates where?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And God is worshipped for the works of creating heaven and earth and their fullness, and is praised for the majesty of his work. Yes. Now the rest were never created. You should worship. Just we just call themselves God. Yes. Just calling themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That after we have understood God who created heaven and earth, and we are told that these who never created heaven and earth, they will not be there.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. So the main thing is this, brethren, which had failed nations to understand, that God the Father, why is called God? Because he's creator of heaven and earth. Yet his responsibility in creating heaven and earth
is
what we need to understand.
And
we say God the Word, know as the Son Jesus Christ, that is creator. But what is this responsibility? When we understand it,
and
then we worship what we understand of well. That we also have God the Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. Meaning he too is creator of heaven and earth. But where is his responsibility? Where a problem came. We heard in Genesis 1:1 being told like this. Let's read there we hear. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes. We had been told in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Uganda, we say, created the entire heavens. Yes. We use heavens. We speak of heavens and all the earth. Speak of all the planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when we read there, we say this God. Now as Bible the word, yet here we hear one God. God who created heaven and earth. In the beginning God created heavens and earth. Yes. Created heavens and earth. We wonder. Now which God? You say trouble here? When you read Genesis, for you hear God. Yet in creating,
he
creates heavens and earth with all their hosts. According to Genesis 2:1-4. And he says this.
Olubereberye esule yokubiri n'olunyiri olusooka.
Genesis chapter 2 verses 1.
Nebigwa okukola eggulu lyonna n'ensi zonna n'eggye lyabyo lyonna.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. Yes.
Olubereberye esule yokubiri n'olunyiri olwokubiri.
Genesis 2 verses 2.
Katonda n'amalira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu emirimu gye gye yakola. N'awumulira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu mu mirimu gye gyonna gye yakola.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had meant. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had meant.
Olinnya olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Katonda n'awa omukisa olunaku olw'omusanvu n'alutukuza. Kubanga olwo lwe yawummuliramu mu mirimu gye gye yakola Katonda.
And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Verse 4. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4.
Gino gye mirembe gy'okutonda eggulu n'ensi, oba eggulu lyonna n'ensi yonna, ku lunaku Mukama Katonda lwe yabitonderako eggulu n'ensi.
These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Yes.
Bobo osoma mu ruberebere esule niyo kubi.
When you read in Genesis chapter 2,
unyo disoka rugambi.
Verse 1 as said.
He watu katuna namalirizi okutonde gulyo nane esejeri ya mulyo.
God finished create the heavens and the earth with all their hosts.
Era katunda byamaro kole mimu jijo na.
God finished do all his works.
Na umulira kuna kulwo musa.
Rested on the seventh day.
Chatu wale mirembe jo okutonde gulyo
nane. It took generations of creation heaven and earth. Yes.
Katunda twala generations.
God took generations.
The
mystery of the 7 years too is a mystery.
Wanga twala generation yemwe beramu emyaka 10.
For one generation has 1,000 years.
Yedegeza buli twito runaku.
It means anytime we call day.
Eri generation namba.
That was an entire generation.
Kubanga buli runaku lulimu emyaka emeka.
Because every day before God is 1,000 years.
Ninganga emyaka 10.
It's like 1,000 years.
Atuinzo kula generation musanvu bizo kutonda.
7 generations of creating here.
But
before we go much in
that
which will be explained in the fullness in creation,
here
we pass through in summary.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
The
truth we have seen,
we hear Genesis
1 verse
1,
God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
come in Genesis chapter 2.
Katonda namalirize emirimu gy'okutonda eggulu lyonna mu n'ensi.
God finished works of creating heavens and the earth with all their hosts.
Naye ate ekisinga okwewuunyisa.
Yet what surprises most.
Mu Yokaana esula ey'okutaano.
In John chapter 5.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Katonda kigambo.
God the word.
Butumanyi ng'omwana Yesu
Kristo. We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Yagamba.
He said.
Nti erite baawummula byali byakisiikirize ekyeryadda.
Never rested. That was the shadow of originals.
Mbu bakyakola n'okutuuka kankano.
That up to today they are still working.
Atiranga bakola.
And still they are working.
Otulaba ensinga egenda mu maaso.
Don't you see the earth is moving on?
Wow.
Katusome tulabe.
Let us read, we say.
Yokaana esula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'17.
John chapter 5 verse 17.
Naye Yesu n'abaddamu nti, Kitange akola okutuusa kaakano nange nkola.
But Jesus answered them, My Father works still and I work. Yes.
Yabagamba Kitange okuva eri mu lubeerera tulengera maaso n'okukola.
Father, right from the beginning we are moving to work.
Akola nani chakula.
I too am still working.
Akati omanyo lutalo weru abaruka.
But you know where the fight came from.
Nabagamba.
And they say.
Kicho kugamba nti Katonda akola.
You say that God works.
Katonda kitafa akola.
God the Father works.
N'omwana naye n'agaana nange nkola.
Even the Son too says he works.
N'okutuusa kankano.
Up to now.
Kyabanyiza nnyo.
It angered them so much.
Kubanga kyali kitegeeza yenkana ne Katonda.
That because it meant he was equal with God.
Ninga tebwali bulimba kyekya mazima.
It was not lies but the truth.
Ngamwenkanira ddala.
He is exactly equal to him.
Ulira munyiriri eziddako.
Here in the next verses.
Yokaana esula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'18.
John chapter 5 verse 18.
Awo Abayudaaya kyebava beeyongera okusala amagezi okumutta kubanga tasobezza ssabbiiti yokka era naye yayita Katonda kitaawe ye nga yeefuula eyenkanankana ne Katonda.
Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath but said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God. Yes.
That
say to himself is equal with God. For God, Philippians 2, what it says? It says he is equal with God. Yes. And he is God, which means his creator. Yes. Let's read in Philippians, we see. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse
6.
Who being in the form of God, thought it not a thing to be grasped, to be equal with God. Verse
7.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in likeness of men. Yes. Now I think you say, according to John chapter 5, verse 17 and
18,
where he said, my father works up to now, I too still work. And they said, if he says his father, he means the son of God, and is equal with him. Holy Spirit in the Philippians 2, verse 5 to 7, passing through Apostle Paul, told them the problem you met was one thing. This was equal with God and is God.
But
never wanted to think of it, neither mind of it.
Decided
to appear in the form of man. Right there we met a problem. Praise Jesus much. It means when he works, in the works of creating heaven and earth, and their fullness, even his father works, even the Holy Spirit still works, he is still on the work of creating heaven and earth in their fullness. Because in the Psalms, 104 verse 30, he was said they were created, even renewing, that is still his work. They said you create, you are a creator. You are God. How they said you create and you cannot create, and you are not God. Can you send someone who has not ability to do the work and you send him on that work? Let us read, we see. Psalms 104, verses
30.
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes. You send your spirit, they are created. He
said,
spirit, he created them. Now, moving on in the work and renewing them. Now they send you to create. You are God. Are we together? Now always you hear that God the Father. And you say, what is that? And we say Creator Father. He created heaven and earth.
If
their fullness. When we say God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus. We say the Creator the Word, the Son Jesus. When we say God the Holy Spirit, we say the Holy Spirit is God, His creator. He created heaven and earth. But where is His responsibility? I don't know whether you thought of that.
That
the word God has a great meaning.
It's
not to come out and just call yourself. Yes.
It
means you created the heaven and earth with all the fullness, and you still move on with the same work up to today. If you come call yourself God, ask you how you created heaven and earth, and how you're still doing your works. Just to coming there, just threatening and terrifying people,
mocking
them powers you've gathered from Satan, that you are God. This person.
Bisaka.
Yes. Here in East Africa, Uganda. And others out there. Praise Jesus. So as he summarized, there are many things we can speak, but as he summarized, in the creation of heaven and earth, God the Father is the master planner, great in counsel. God the Father, God the Father, in the creation of heavens and earth, He is the master planner, great in counsel. To say, He's one who brought the plan. You can note down. To say, He's the one who brought the plan of creating heavens and earth with their fullness before they were created. At the beginning, above all the heavens. Yes. God the Father is the master planner, one great in counsel, in the creation of the entire heavens and the earth with their fullness. It is to say,
is
one who brought the plan of creating the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness, before creation happened, right above all the heavens. Yes. He is the one.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And when we begin reading in the Genesis, chapter 1 verse 26, we see is one who brings the plan there. Yes. One who brings all the plans. Let us read, we see. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenge ebyomunnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu, n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle of and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Verse
27.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Praise Jesus, man. Genesis 1 verse 26 brings plans of creation, and that is God the Father. Genesis 1 verse 1, it was the plan had not yet created the heavens. Creation of heavens begin to be implemented in the verse 6. Yes. You understood well. Genesis 1 verse 26. God the Father is responsible to bringing all plans of creating the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness. That's why he one brought plan in the Genesis 1 and the verse 1. And he says it like this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
Oluberebere Katonda yatonda eggulu lyonna n'ensi zonna.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes.
Bw'osoma oluberebere yemwemu.
When you read Genesis 1 verse 1, God the Father was bringing the plan.
Okulabikanga eggulu lyonna n'ensi bitonde.
Yeah, that heavens and the earth had been created.
Kubanga eggulu litandika okutondebwa mu lunyiri lwa mukaaga.
Heavens began to be created in the verse 6. Yes.
Katusome mu lunyiri lwa mukaaga oyingire olwa munaana olabe.
Let's read verse 6 to enter verse 8.
Ntiyemu pulani.
That one is a plan. The other day are implementing it. Yes. Let us read, we see.
Oluberebere esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Katonda n'assaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Verse 8.
Katonda ebbanga n'aliyita eggulu, ne buba akawungeezi, ne buba enkya, olwo lunaku olw'okubiri.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes.
Bw'okwasaganya luberebere esuula esooka onyolusooka.
If you connect Genesis 1 verse 1.
Tuwulira luberebere Katonda
atonda eggulu n'ensi. In the beginning God created heaven and earth.
Naye ate.
Yes.
Muna yayita nalito. Yali plan.
Had not yet created, that was a plan.
Kati mu luberebere esuula esooka onyolusooka.
Genesis 1 verse 6.
Makulu omunaana.
Up to 8.
Ayawulamu amazzi.
He divides the waters.
Agamu gadde waggulu.
One to move upwards.
Mala gadde wansi.
Another to go below. He creates a firmament there. That firmament, he called it heaven. And in the verse 9 and 10, he began to create the earth. Now to fulfill the plan in the verse 1. Okay.
Mama.
Sure. Yes. Let's read the verse 9.
Oluberebere esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 9.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakuŋŋaanire mu kifo ekimu, olukalu lulabike. Bwe kityo bwe kyali.
And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
Olunyiriri lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi, n'ekkuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja. Katonda n'alabanga birungi.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called ye seas. And God saw that it was good.
Kakati olabye.
Now you have seen.
Luberebere esuula esooka n'olusooka.
Genesis 1 verse 1.
Katonda kitaffe aleeta pulaani y'okutonda eggulu lyonna n'ensi zonna.
God Father breathes the creation of the entire heavens and the earth.
Obujjuvu bwamu.
Is their fullness.
Wabula.
But
plan yo ite natukiriza.
That plan had not yet been fulfilled.
Wanga plan yetukiriza mu luberebere sura esokonyo lwo mukaga.
The plan begins to be fulfilled in Genesis 1 verse 6 up to 10.
Kubanga mu lwo mukaga paka lwo munana.
From 6 to 8 he creates heaven. Yes.
Atani kotonde gulyo na.
He begins to create the entire heavens.
Ate mu lunyiriri olw'omwenda paka lwo 10.
Verse 9 to 10.
Nakwata kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Involves in creating the earth. I think you've understood.
Mulimu aleta plani.
He's one who brings the plan.
Na batukiriza plani.
Even those who fulfill, implement that plan.
Antikarurabye.
Have you seen that?
Na yecho ba osochitulaka emyaka.
That one you can sit upon it for years.
Kati duberebere sule soka.
Now Genesis chapter 1.
Unyurabi mu mukazi.
Verse 26.
Plani ya kutonda mukazi na musaji.
It's the plan of creating man and a woman.
Na yalite natukira.
Yet it had not been fulfilled.
Atudemurabi.
Let's repeat, you see.
Oluberebere esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omukaaga.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.
Katonda naleta plani ntonda.
God brought a plan of creating.
Wabula ate kiri munyolwabi mwomusanvu.
Yeah, what is in the verse 27?
Ya kisoma mmasa.
We shall read it ahead there.
Wanga ate kiri munyolwabi mwomusanvu.
What is in the verse 27?
Chori architecture.
It's for the architecture, master designer.
Eh.
Yes. Let's make man. He releases who copies there. Man and woman.
For
he said, let's make man.
It's
no man and woman. The word told him, you want them when they are male and female. Let's read verse 27. We shall connect it later. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Katonda natonda omuntu mungeri ya katonda mweyamutondera omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
So God created man's own image. In the image of God created he, him male and female, created he them. Yes. Verse 26, one brings a plan.
God,
the Father brings a plan to creating man. His image and the likeness.
Now,
God, the word in the verse 27, we know as the Son, His responsibility in the creation of heaven and earth is the master designer or architecture. When the Father brought plan, He designed it down. And
I'll
create a man and woman. You want them like this. The person you've been speaking of, you want them male and female. Yet plan of creation began be fulfilled in Genesis chapter 2. Verses 6 and 7. It means there is a plan. Even the design was made of man, how they have to be. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we see in Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, and now they are creating. Before we have been on the designer and the planner. Yes. Let us see. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6.
Naye olufu ne lulinnya okuva mu nsi.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse
7.
And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. Genesis 1 verse 26. God the Father brings plan to creating man. He speaks it to God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus. Even God the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image and likeness. God the Word. As the master designer.
Master architecture.
He released the plan just as it is. He said, we want it to be male and female. Just as I've drafted them here. Now God the Spirit.
It's
the one in the Genesis chapter 2. Verse 6 and 7. This is where He forms man. For He's the one sent to create.
What
surprise on man, though God the Spirit was one
to create.
Both of them had to be there. Yes. Even the Father had to involve with them. But they had to make him in their image and their likeness. Now man, the Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Now the woman is in chapter 2, verse 20, 21. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
Mukama Katonda naletera omuntu otulo tungi ne yebaka namujjamu olubirizi lumu nazzaawo ennyama mu kifo kyalwo.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. Verse
22.
And from the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Verse 23.
Nayogera nti onono ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange yennyama evudde mu nnyama yange naye anaayitibwanga mukazi kubanga jiddwa mu musajja.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called the woman because she was taken out of man. Yes. Now I think you see Genesis 1 verse 26, God the Father bring plan to create man. Yet in verse 27, God, the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, designed out male and female. Yes. They have not yet been there.
But
of design,
design
like you see, design of a house not yet built. As you see, owner of a house, how he shows you. I would have wanted a house which has this and these rooms. It is of this type. And
they
take it to the architecture. It designs it down. It designed it on a paper. As it would have been. So you want it like this? Or in a video. Generation, the design in the video. You say you want it like this.
It
comes one a professional in building it there to be. Those who read Bible, mostly Genesis, it confused them. How God create male and female? And again he creates Genesis 1:26-27, he created him. And in Genesis 2:6-7, again he creates man. Genesis 2:21-23, he creates woman again. Yet they never knew that God the Father,
master planner,
is the master planner,
omukuru mukutesa,
one great in counsel,
in
the creation of heavens and entire earth, is their fullness, right from above all the heavens, before creation happened. Praise Jesus much. Yes. Now those are the responsibilities. Those are still confusing the world many years. But on this time, since we are sent to reveal fullness of God, the presence, even the works of his hand, it is finished. No more getting confused. That is finished. We no more get confused. Yes. Confusion has ceased to be.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
we believe to knowing God and his responsibility is very important. In Proverbs chapter 21:30, this one is one whose counsel you cannot stand against. That is the Father. There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against that of God. We speak of the Father. Counsel and the word just approved. This is what you've purposed and counseled. For me and you, we are one. Even what is yours is mine. Even the Spirit gets from ours and it works. They agree in one. Those words are brought and they are so good in the kingdom of God. Let us read, we see. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30.
Tewali magezi. Tewali magezi ne wankubadde okutegeera ne wankubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord.
He,
yes. There is no wisdom, No understanding. There is no counsel which can fight that of God. We speak of God the Father. When they took counsel, it was that. In all that long, we are there to do His will. That's why when God, the world came and the world said, pray like this. Father in heavens, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as done in it. From all you cannot hedge against this counsel. Let's read in the Matthew we see.
Matayo esule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
Matayo esule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti tekitaffe ali mu ggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner therefore pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Verse 10.
Obwakabaka bwo bujje byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on in earth as it is in heaven.
Onyole 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11. Even if you end there,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. Right from all his one great and counsel, in what he wills, they are what done in the heavens, even done on earth. Right from all when he says, make man in our image and likeness.
And
God the word approves, let's work, make him. What is yours is mine.
You see,
is that not John? For this one who said now, why God the Word,
know
as the Son Jesus Christ, never argued against him there.
When
God the Spirit, why did he contend against him?
He said,
if you don't make man in our image, he will familiarize us. No. For what is of the Father is of the Son. Even the Spirit gets from theirs to work. For they agree in one.
So they were
not to be contentions there. Each had to take their responsibility of in their God. Let us read, we see.
John chapter 16,
verse
12.
I still have much to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima anaabalungamyanga mu mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga y'anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse 14.
Oya nangulumiza nganze, kubanga anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Verse 15.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange, kyenvudde ngamba nti anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Yes. Now what is this? There were no
situations
on the God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. When he brought the plan, for in his being God, in the creation,
His
responsibility he took over to make plans of what to be created. Yes. Plans of creating heavens and earth. Even their fullness. That is what he took as God the Father. I want you to understand him well. Yes. That's why he's called God. Not because he stretched his hand to put it there. Not. Bible speaks of him, Jeremiah. He is great in counsel. We worship what we understand. Indeed.
Jeremiah chapter 32
from verse 17.
Nti ayi mukama Katonda, laba watonde eggulu n'ensi n'obuyinza bwo obungi, n'omukono gwo ogwagololwa. Tewali kigambo kikulema.
O Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you.
Verse 18. Asasula obutali butuukirivu bw'abakitaabwe mu kifuba ky'abaana baabwe abaddawo. Katonda omukulu ow'amaanyi, Mukama ow'eggye lye erinnya lye.
You show loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Olinnya lw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Verse 19.
Omukulu mu kuteesa era ow'amaanyi mu kukola emirimu. Amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu, okuwa buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali, era ng'ebibala eby'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings. Yes.
Katugenda gabanya nyiriri ziri satu.
Now there are like 3 verses.
Bakatonda basatu.
3 gods. Each will take a verse here. Verse 17. And you, O Lord, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. That is one who was sent. God the Holy Spirit.
He
stretched his hand to create. Yes. Verse
18.
You show love and kindness unto thousands.
Recompense
iniquities of the fathers into bosoms of their children after them.
Katonda w'amaanyi,
the great mighty God,
Mukama Katonda, Mukama ow'eggye lye erinnya lye.
The Lord of hosts is his name.
Naye ono tumanyi ali mu Isaiah sura ya 9:6.
In the Isaiah 9 verse 6. And 7.
Katonda kigambo.
God the word.
Ubaita omukuru mu kuteesa. Naye nga obuvunaanyizibwa bwa Katonda Kitaffe,
but the responsibility of God the Father,
mu kutonda bwa kweggulu
is the creation of heavens and earth and their fullness.
Ye mukuru mu kuteesa.
He is one great in counsel.
Master planner
of creating the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness.
He's
one who brought plans.
I have brought
a plan. We make a heaven like this and this.
Kati Katonda kigambo.
Now God the word.
Tugende kupula okulaba obuvunaanyizibwa Katonda.
Let's go see responsibility of God the word.
Obuvunaanyizibwa bwa Katonda kigambo.
Responsibility of God the word.
Mutumanyi ng'omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Mukutondwa kweggulu lyonna.
Creation of the heavens.
N'ensi zonna n'obutuufu bwawo.
And the earth with their fullness.
Okuva eri waggulu weggulu lyonna.
Right from above all the heavens.
Ono tumuita master designer.
This one we call him master designer.
Oba master architect.
Or master architecture.
Owe guri na n'obujuvu bwalyo.
Entire heavens with its fullness.
N'ensi zonna n'obujuvu
bwalyo. All the earth with their fullness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
But tumusomako.
When we read of him.
Moyokana emwemu.
In John 1 verse 1.
Bakuru okusatu.
Up to 3.
Ayogerwako bwati.
He is spoken of like this.
Yokana esula esooka n'olunyiri olusooka.
John chapter 1 verse 1.
Ku lubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo n'aba wali Katonda. Kigambo n'aba Katonda.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Olinyo lwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Oyo yaliwo kulubereberye awali Katonda.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Olinyo lwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyatondebwa.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Yes.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word. And the word is with God. And the word is God. Remember, we know him in John 1 verse 14. That the word clothed flesh. And we saw him as the Son. One begotten of the Father. Filled with grace and truth. But verse 2 is
saying,
John 1 verse 2, it
says,
the same was in the beginning. In the verse 3 it says, all things were made by him. And without him, nothing was made. In things made. It means there are two things. There is this process of when he made the things. You've made it there. And it's created there. Do what? There is to create. He said, what did it make? It never wasn't created. They say what it never meant. What
he
never made, it was not created. What if first man here designed it? The spirit is what he created on the other side. Repeat that verse.
Yokane sure soka, noru nyiriri oroksatu.
John chapter 1, verse 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali ye, tewakolebwa kintu na kimu, ekyatondebwa.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was created.
Waliwo bintu bibiri awo.
There are two things here.
Waliwo kuchikola.
There is making it.
Nolaga bwe kinabeera.
And you show how it will be.
Then they
created it, implemented it there. Yes. Someone always say wisdom has come. This is the real wisdom now.
Here
wisdom has come, understanding, counsel has come, power has come in the world, light of knowledge has come.
Fear of God fills you
and glorify God, the Spirit of the Lord.
Musumba orabye olorunyiri berekeriya. Watali,
without him,
the world chinda nyimwe chakolebwa.
Nothing was made.
And
things which were made in created.
Ari bijara gaba. Reka architect chatu china muongero.
Architect we only have it in Proverbs. Where else shall we refer it?
Get it
right in the verse 3. John chapter 1 verse
3.
What he never meant was not created. But to understand the word of God, always it needs the Holy Spirit to understand the words of God. For just a simple language here, what he never made was not created. In verse 10, they tell us this, up to 11.
Yokane sura isoka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe, era ensi teyamutegeera.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Ensi yali mu nsi.
He was in the world.
Ensi yakolebwa ku
bubwe. It was made by him. He didn't create the world. He made it. Plan how it will be brought it out well. According to the plan of God the Father.
Aha.
You write down. Keep writing. You get surprised, then you write down. He made the world. He didn't create it, he made it. He designed it as it will be. These are simple verses. But not simple when you do not have spirit of the Lord. For they have been read ever since heavens and earth existed. And they never understood their meaning. Till one in the south and who it preached was sent. The seeker of God. And it takes to the seekers of God. Words which are meaningful.
You
want to understand what means the seeker of God. And it's made the seekers of God. There is a film they call The Seekers.
What the seeker?
The seeker. It's something they acted, they knew of. And there's a book no one could interpret it except the seeker. And he tried to fulfill Isaiah 34:16 that seek in the book of the Lord. They are seekers who understand the word and they will be the ones. And they will get a seeker. Who seeks the true God
and
reveal them secrets of that book. Those who seek God. Have you ever watched that film? Let me see those who have watched it. You did understand it. Did you enjoy watching?
Repeat
John chapter 1:10-11.
John
chapter 1:10.
Yali mu nsi ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera.
He was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. Verse 11.
Yajja mu matwale ge naye baba bali mu matwale ge tebamukkiriza.
He came in his own territory and those in his own never received him.
Verse 12.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even them that believe on his name. Yes. When you read John chapter 1 verse 10, he was in the world, it was made by him.
He designed it. Planned
the heavens and the earth and things to be there. And now they will be.
He
designed you also. That's why verse 11 I said. He came in his own territory. He came to his own. He made land rivers to be in these mountains. He designed it, say, Father. You want it to be like this. You want him like this. But we who believed him, we believed something special. We chose well.
Like the
of true worshippers of God. They tell us in the other
song,
you never chose gold. You chose well. You chose the one with more precious.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kugambi.
Now in John, chapter 1 verse
14,
come close flesh, he comes here. We see him in another way. Let us read, we see. John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo na yambala omubiri, nabera ko jetuli. Etulabe ekitibwa kye, ekitibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazalibwa mu yekka kitaffe.
And the word clothed the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes. The word himself,
omukuru mu kudesigninga
the master architecture
we are designing
when he designed
eguri onane sino bujuvu wamu
taya heavens and earth with their fullness
ateka bifananya byabyo
he displayed the images
nakora mu video ngere ninawe binabira
video of how they will be
ati binabana kubawo
before they were implemented
namuga tata plan joba dogamba ko bweti
bwe father the plan you spoke of is like this
namugamba
kubanga
ebibyo bibyana
what is yours is mine
plan jokoze yeyo
that is the plan
era mukunyunyura agamba nze nali awo ngandi architect
plain and they say was that as a master architect everything I did he delighted over it
we were
thank you God the one
we were katonda mwana
thank you God the son thank you so much
ofoje cheto ye plan yange
that is my exact plan
eh bibili byosoma mungero
yeah those you read in the proverbs
ero munana
proverbs 8
urwasha tu
verse 30
Ngere sule yo munana.
Katuve kulabiri mu mwenda.
Nolu nyiriri olabiri mu mwenda.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 29.
Boya winyanje nsalu yayo amazigale mengo kusobye kiragiro kye. Boya lambe misingi jensi.
When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth.
Onyere 30.
Verse 30.
Kalenze ngandi yawo jali ngo mukuru mukokola. Era bulijjo yansanyukiranga. Nganjaguliza bulijjo mumaso ge
then I was by him like a master workman and I was daily his delight rejoicing always before him yes
yeah plan is not to finger as later as atonda guruna
oh plans God father prince creating heavens he was designing them down
one video
he gives him a video of them
baby fana nyina biza mu
video image to the videos
nganga bili bwe
show and like this
wo muntu atambula
bwa man is walking like this and the father say exactly for what is yours is mine
ay 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 ay
amen
Jehovah
that is what you see
bo soma nyumbe bulani yesu leso konyoro kubiri
when you read Hebrews 1 verse 2
agamba ndiro mwana ono kuyatonza
by the son he created
ekigambo kutonza ko leta planning atogenda
jibeka you bring a plan and not going to implement it yourself
Bali njagala
I want it
unzimbire chibuga
you build me a city
achili mwengudo bwezi
and there this kind of roads in it he say you want it like this
plan najirika
and he brings the plan
and
the cars are moving
ay 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 katusome
let us read
abebrania esule soka nolunyiriri olwokubiri
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2
tuve kuro kubiri.
Webrani esule yoko esule soka nolu nyiri olwo kubiri.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2.
Munako zino ezolu vanyuma yayogere na fe mu mwana. Gweyasawo kuba musika wa byonna era gwe yatonza ebintu byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his son whom he has appointed heir of all things by whom also he made the world.
He yamukoza tayatunza yakona.
He make him create he made the world.
Yamugaji inkorere.
You make it for me.
Katugeno tumu moyo.
Now we are going to say the spirit
Atunde,
to create them, implement them.
Uyo mwana yamugamba.
This is what told him.
Katunda chitafu yagamba katunda chigamba.
God Father told God the world.
Utumanya ngo mwana Yesu.
Not as the son Jesus Christ.
Okutonda we guru.
I want to create the heavens.
Nisizo nalo obujuvu
bwa. With their fullness.
Nasuka abimadde nabimukorera.
And he made it for them.
Mufananye
bulonje. Images.
Abi designing.
He designed them.
Nasuka mufananye. Soko rabeko.
Images see.
Nada yona akora video.
He made videos for them.
Eh? So did the animation.
3D animations.
Eh. Namukorera ne 4D.
He made 4D for him.
Video
videos
eh amugamba echo kakati
tumomo he tells that now
umurimo goguwede
your work is over
tumomo yo
send the spirit
take away ngabuye byo byinyine
creates them just as they are
sabata abamuntu ndategera katonda bulungi
not understood God well
amugamba
we say
uri murembo gwasubiza
we are a generation promised by God
Oguli muzaburi yansa munana.
That is Psalm 78.
Oru omukaga. Akuru omunana.
Up to 8.
Omulimbo kugwata andika.
That generation began.
Birobye bikwabe abatume.
The year of the act.
Esule yokubiri.
Acts chapter 2.
Oru okutano oru omwenda.
Verse 5 and 9.
Omulimbo ogumanyika toonda.
A generation which knows God.
Nemi limujye mikono
je. Been the works of his hands.
Amen.
Those called to be in the exceeding light. Marvelous light. That of knowledge. Passing through the word of God. Enlightening, we know everything. But God, how dare have you loved us like this? My God. But you think how can it be hard when you know what you worship?
And when you
worship God the Father's creator,
you look
things there and yourself,
you know,
I am the plan of God.
Even
all I see in the entire heavens, plan of God the Father. But when I look, I remember again. I'm a design of God in the Word. The Son Jesus Christ. I see all how He designed them. The He took time. All plans in Genesis, they are released out. Out of the sea come this. He brings the plan. And they will say, okay,
this is
a different type of fish. One by one. Man. There are works of God. But he reached his
age.
I have to make those visible and invisible. From plans of the Father, the Word. He said, now. Father, according to his plan, want those visible and invisible. He said, the wind. I want it to be wind, but they don't see it. You just breathe. You don't know wind, it's color. And the Father alone looks at them and says, you know what? This is wind you've made here.
But
children of men, you cannot look at it and see it.
But
in the heavenly biblical journey, there are things there. In the spiritual transports,
we Bible,
its life and everything concerning it, and to see how they were above the heavens sitting as they make these plans, and me too, I'm on the side. You made it, my goodness, wow. And you not
know,
you never get that from me except to give you a portion of it. Even if you're angry, you can't get it from him. I have to just give you a portion. You say you never saw them. I saw them and I'm speaking them. I speak them and I teach them.
Now,
don't get angry, you're wasting your time. There are those who feel jealousy.
Instead of
joyously for the creator who teach to prophet, teaching priests to teach to prophet, they get angered. But you are not like that. May God add on you. He adds on you more. Anointing explain to others. You reach and say that. We heard. We saw with our eyes.
The
son of apostle.
Amen.
Glory and honor we give him back.
You
decide to glorify him, you are free.
You
decide to lift your hands, you are free.
You
decide to make a yearning, you are free. If you decide to sit down, you are free. When you want to sit down on the ground, you are free. You are awestruck.
Ha ha. May
God lose anointing teaching. Anointing which heals. Anointing which restores unto your children, Lord.
Power upon them,
anointing teaching, King of
Kings. Speak
of it in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
That anointing
teaching be now.
In Isaiah
61, it heals, it renews, it blows
it,
it raises.
God,
give it to them.
Teaching their seasons,
which is not far, but they are near.
Holy Spirit, 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 Holy Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Someone has asked and said, Apostle said, if I feel to sit in the ground, I sit. People who cry for understanding. Person cry for understanding. Person crying and groaning.
You think,
don't they sit down and they scratch their feet? If you feel it sick, say, Father, give it to me. If you tell him, Father, give it to me. If you
start
telling him, give him an anointing. If you feel to him, you'll thank him.
Yes.
What you feel? As never shame kingdom of God is what you do. You see in the wisdom of the world. They make us sit in the trees. Let's read Proverbs, we move on.
Ngere sule yokubiri. Ngero esule yokubiri. Nolu njiriri oruokusatu.
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 3.
Ngere sule yokubiri. Nolu njiriri orusoka.
Proverbs 2, verses 1.
Mwana wange, bono kirizange vigambo vyange, noterekange viragiro vyange, euwo.
My son, if you will receive my words and lay up my commandments with you. Verse 2.
No kutega, no tegango kutuko, eria magezi. No sanga yomutimago, erio kutegera.
So that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Verse 3.
Uwe wao. Ngere sule yokubiri, noru njiriri oruokusatu.
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 3.
Uwe wao. Bonoka abirirango kumanya. Noliriranga okutegera.
Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. Yes. If you cry for knowledge. Have you found someone crying? They can fall down, roll on the dust.
Have
you ever met someone groaning? Groaning for understanding. They cry and they are no more minding the environment around them. Anytime you hear about that, I need to kneel midst of service, you kneel down.
Lift
up your hands and you pray. If you feel sitting
sick,
feel to honor God in the chair, it's failed, you want to sit down, you sit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We sat under mango trees in different trees, being given knowledge of the world.
If you
feel standing, pray, standing, feel it in you. Let's read this verse, we see. Proverbs chapter 2, verse
4.
If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures. Verse
5.
Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. Yes. Understand fear of the Lord
and
you find knowledge of God. Those who find, are we there? We are people discover knowledge of God. In the world there are those who discover, but God failed them to discover him. God has given us grace. You know it's not far from each one of us. But to discover him is not easy. And we go on the journey, they separate ourselves. As today. Just as those who discover separated themselves, go research. You know you are a discoverer who searches about God. And you fulfill Jeremiah 29. Verse 10 to
30.
When you will seek me and you perceive me, and you seek, and if you search me, yes, we researchers who research about God, we discover him, we discover him, we reveal him to nations. And we've spoken of him all greatness when we've discovered on him. Now this child, I said he also created invisible things right in the working. Yes. Sure. We are in Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana.
Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us fit to be partakers of inheritance of the holy ones in light. Verse 13.
Eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation?
Verse 16.
For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Yes.
He
designed of all the heavens and all the earth, visible and the invisibles. Praise Jesus much. Even the wind you see in designing, he designed it. And God the Holy Spirit, we know a spirit of the Lord, as was sent that they be created, and God from both designed by God the Word. Now I want you to understand the depth of God. Because that you speak of him on the mouth, he does not want them.
We speak
of him on our lips, even our mouth,
but their hearts
are not on him, they do not understand him. All nations are perverted because of that. They do not lay their hearts to seek him, to searching for him in his book.
Go
to be on the heavenly journey for your sake and for the many.
To
teach me how they seek me in his book. And they discover him. And they reveal him to others. Those who seek him. Now you as one seeker, you can see God discover him. And you take him to many others seeking him. One seeker, when they discover God, takes to the many seekers. Because he loves those who love him, even those who diligently seek him, they see him.
Those
are the seekers who seek for him. According to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, he loves those who love him. Even those who diligently seek him, they see him. Every day we are rightful seekers. We seek the living God. And we seek him in his book. And discover everything concerning him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So let's see responsibility of God in the Holy Spirit.
The
Spirit of the Lord. In creation of heavens and earth and their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda omoyo.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Katonda omoyo mutukufu.
God, the Holy Spirit. O Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God the Father, O Spirit of Christ,
the Master Implementer,
is the Master Implementer, one who was sent entire heaven and all the earth, even their fullness, and they were created. Right from plan of God the Father and design of God the Word. As the best above all the heavens. Yes. God, the Holy Spirit. We know
as
Spirit of the Lord.
All
Spirit of God the Father.
All
the Spirit of Christ.
The Master Implementer.
Is the Master Implementer. Or the one who was sent. Entire heavens. And all the earth. Even their fullness. And they were created as the best above all the heavens. And it was not the Big Bang theory of thunders. Not. They don't know even where they began from. What are you speaking of, you the scientists? That there was an empty space and chemicals came there.
Elements.
And the elements they began. I hear the birthed chemicals. And they exploded. Who put there that empty space? In the chemicals. Who put them there? Now the empty space is
because
it is above all the heavens. They don't know even where it is. They don't know how they were. In the wisdom of things, everything has a beginning.
Big Bang, that's my
Big Bang theory.
Empty space. It's
empty space, it came from where? I hear molecules appeared. Things. And they came from who? That they developed into elements. And out of chemicals. And they mixed up the bastard. That you call evolution. You have madness. And what's your madness is openly public. You yourselves and your professors, you say everything has to be proved. You'll be proving it. Where it's come from and it ends where. That you discovered came from where. When they teach Matthew, they say, prove this.
X equals Y.
X equals Y, prove it. Don't you see with the madness? They get chemicals of God and they mix them and they prove that this is sodium. And they say they have discovered it. You're mad. Discovered? Has it not been there? What have you been mixing? And that made the Western nations sick.
By European explorers.
European explorers. We are here. Our river Nile, we have it. You claim you have discovered it. They tell you we never knew it. You two Africans got foolish. Mostly Ugandans. You ask us questions.
Who discovered the source of River Nile?
Aniazula Omogachira.
Ugandan is
gentle. Ugandans, I put that answer.
Why did we just say
are we not getting water from it? We've gone fishing there. You put Ugandans, they cross it. You put who? John Speak.
You
told us we knew it. We are fishing on those waters.
Who discovered it?
Who discovered it? What are you meaning? That's what caused you to teach us that one. After you say it is seven. According to the clocks you send us in Africa.
Eight
is eight. And it's on your watch that it is two.
Mutu siriwaza siriwaza.
You make us foolish.
Okay. Good
thing this time God has passed here where we are. Don't get jealous. When you are able to research of that, we too have researched about God. We brought the full knowledge of God by His Holy Spirit. You humble, we preach to you. These are not of nations. All you are the children of God. You included those lost.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. So, but the Holy Spirit is the master implementer. He was sent. They were created. According to Psalms 104, verse
30.
Psalms 104, verse
30.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes. You send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. So the Spirit was sent, put there all the heavens and all the earth, even their fullness. Praise Jesus much. Even now is there to renewing them. That's why still is one who led in the revival. In restoration of all things.
Beyond
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As God has spoken in the mouth of His prophets, who were there from the beginning, as the Old and the New Testaments are. And Genesis 1 verse 1 to 3. He was there. He was sent, let there be light. He's one who put it there. According to the designing of God the world. As got them from plan of God the Father. Yes. You know, I have confirmed it. There's no doubt. I know every how of how they did everything. You angels, you come explain us what you know. What failed your forefathers before? Come on to God to heal you.
Olubereberye sura esooka n'olunyiri olusooka.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
Olubereberye Katonda yatonda eggulu lyonna n'ensi
zonna. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Olunyiri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu ne wabaawo obutangaavu.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Yes.
Kati bw'okwasagalaza buli ya 13.
If you connect Psalms 104 verse 30, he sent the Spirit they are created, and he renewed the face of the earth.
N'okwasaganya ne lubereberye sura esooka n'esooka
pakulukusa. Connect with Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
Ni kulubereberye Katonda atonde
gulu. In the beginning God created heavens and earth.
Ubiye Katonda chitafu.
That is God the Father. Bringing the plan.
Unyoro kubinagamba.
Verse 2 he said.
Esi yalinjerere.
The earth was without form and void.
N'ekizikizanga kiri kunguru ku buziba.
Darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Moyo wa mukama n'amaamira.
The Spirit of the Lord spread.
N'alabika omwoyo omutukufu.
And then the Holy Spirit appeared.
Kati munyoro okusatu.
Now in verse 3.
Katonda chigamba kusinza ku plan ye.
God the Father
designed. Plan ya Katonda chitafu. N'agamba omwoyo omutukufu.
God the Father told the Holy Spirit.
Wabewo omusana.
Let there be light there.
Mm.
Yes.
Eyalagira wabewo omusana.
He commanded there be light.
Ye Katonda chigamba.
It is God the Word.
Kubayali ya mazu designinga byonna.
Because he had designed all.
Nga ina ebifana byabyo ne
video. And he had images and videos.
Na manyi buli kimwe kino okuba.
He knew each how it's to be.
Wabewo.
He tells him there,
omusana gwa
there be light from the severe darkness. Those were what were at creation.
Na ye,
but
mu Yeremiya sura ne yekumi.
In Jeremiah chapter 10,
olunyiriri tuve ku lwekumi.
Let's come from verse 10.
Okuyingira olwekumi n'olumu.
To enter verse 11.
Okay, olwekumi ne satwagamba bwati.
It says this.
Yeremiya esura yekumi n'olunyiriri olwekumi.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
Naye Mukama ye Katonda yennyini ow'amazima. Oyo ye Katonda omukulu era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ensi ekankana olw'obusungu bwe, so n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to endure his indignation.
Olunyiri 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Bwe mutwe mbambagamba nti ba Katonda batakola ggulu n'ansi. Abo balibula mu nsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens.
Olunyiri 12.
Verse 12.
Yakola ensi olw'obuyinza bwe, yanyweza ebintu byonna olw'amagezi ge, era yabamba eggulu olw'okutegeera kwe.
He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. Yes. You see, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, he was present. The Spirit of understanding, he too there. The Spirit of might, he is there. The Holy Spirit in his fullness was there.
And
spread on the depths of the waters, and it mixed up. Water never remained mere water. When the Spirit comes, spread upon in his fullness, in his power,
which
in seven color of rainbow,
he
mixed up the waters. Out of came gold, son of gold, silver. Yes. You think stones came from mere water? Waters, they are mixed up. That's why they say the earth was void and mixed, empty. It was water mixed up very well. That's why up to today, the Spirit comes spread on the waters.
In
that you call rainbow. That is, his power is spread on the waters. Seven colors. They appear through them. They were mixed up, that's what you see. There are colors of different stones and soil of different color. Being decayed from mere water, when you look at it, do you see color? That is what is separated upon that we drink that colorless. When we shall speak of creation, still you will wonder all the days. Watch where there in creation they are very major. Let's read verse 13.
Yeremiya sura y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 13.
Bw'aleeta eddoboozi lye ne waba oluyogaano lw'amazzi mu ggulu. Era alinnyisa emikka okuva ku nkomerero z'ensi, akolera enkuba enjota, era ajja embuyaga mu mawanika ge.
When he utters his voice, there is multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning with rain, and brings forth the wind out of his storehouses. Yes. The spirit of wisdom was there, understanding, counsel, might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord, spirit of the Lord. All we are present in creation is different responsibilities. Those we shall move to know of.
For
in the Psalms 104:30, when he sent the
spirit
of water ascended in both the valleys, what was there? What we shall get explained in the fullness. Because now here
are
going to begin creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we shall come back
division,
in the 6th division. Responsibility of teaching priests.
And
we see the four heavens which we are created, even their fullness. Even the 10 planets created, even their fullness. The 7th division, we shall see fullness of God the Father, which
makes
the entire new heavens and the new earth up to the everlasting.
Then,
fullness of God the Word we know as the Son, which make up the entire heavens and earth, which is then fullness of God the Holy Spirit, right from above all the heavens, which make up the seraphs,
able
make the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then there we shall know when God is called the one who was, who is, and who is going to come. May God bless you.
I'm
going to request the choir sing for us three songs. You request three of the hymn songs. For example, you chose well.